Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Denningham, and today we are being joined by Iowa's 3rd District Congressman, Republican Zach Nunn. So Zach, we'll just go ahead and jump right into it. A new letter was sent out by you to House and Senate leadership pushing for harsh sanctions on Russia after President Trump's meeting in the Oval Office recently, where he imposed a 50-day deadline on President Vladimir Putin. So what did that letter entail?
We have seen that the Russians consistently will lie, manipulate, cheat to try and get what they want, and you've got to be able to hold them accountable with clear guidelines. It's one of the reasons that I think President Trump is so right to put Putin on the clock to have a deadline for a ceasefire. We have seen just the number of civilians targeted, but also the threat to U.S. forces in the region become very clear here. And I believe that Congress has a choice. It can either sit back and wait, or it can step up and lead. And I am choosing to lead. That's why I introduced one of the toughest sanctions packages called the Peace Act to sanction foreign banks that are supporting Russian actors. It's going to help tighten the enforcement of that, something that was lacking in the last 4 years of the Biden administration. And it blocks the Kremlin's access to global financial systems, which effectively are pulling dollars out of the United States to go to Russia to pay for its war machine. That stops now. I'm also the chair of the National Security Task Force here in Congress, and in that capacity, I built a coalition of colleagues to help sign on to this letter to push for broader full-spectrum sanctions. This gives the president the capability to say, not only is the intent of Congress with me, but he has the full tools of the sanctions arsenal to be able to leverage against Putin at the time and place of his choosing to keep these guys accountable. And I think that we learned from the situation with Iran, the president will always offer a hand in friendship and peace to legitimate actors. But as Putin and the Ayatollah both have now slapped the president's hand away, he is not above then holding them accountable for their bad actions. And what this intends to do is to give the president and the American people the ability to hold Russia's bad actors accountable to protect Americans, our allies, and finally, bring the Russians back to the negotiating table and negotiate in good faith. I think all of this is important. And most importantly here, it doesn't cost the American taxpayer a single cent. It puts our U.S. military assets in safety, and it stands with every service member who's flying those same missions that I flew when I was in the Air Force.
Well, awesome. Well, thanks for going over that. And then also you have a new bipartisan bill called the Strong Farms, Strong Future Acts, which will strengthen the conservation stewardship program by increasing funding, simplifying enrollment, and expanding the range of practices that farmers can use. So can you explain how this bill can help Iowans?
I'm pretty excited about this bill. It is a bipartisan opportunity, but most importantly, it's an Iowa-led opportunity to really take care of those folks who have been doing the conservation on the land for their entire life. Look, my family is century farmers here in Iowa. Nobody knows the land better than the men and women who are out there every day helping to take care of it, because it's not only how they make a living, it's what they're going to pass on to their relatives for generations to come. So what this bill does is identifies that we have a number of problems at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, particularly in the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, EQIP, to the Conservation Stewardship Program, CSP. These programs have both been tied up in red tape. They failed to match their incentives to the value that Iowa farmers deserve for producing voluntarily, and it makes sure that CSP is for farmers and that we can do good land stewardship. And so what I've done is lead a bill called the Strong Farms, Strong Futures Act to fix mismatches by delivering inflation-adjusted payments. So when a producer invests in their land, they're actually compensated at today's cost, not an outdated figure that USDA has, and in some cases, those are decades old. So it brings up the value for that. The second piece it does is it cuts through the bureaucracy and makes renewing CSP contracts simpler and faster. So producers aren't forced to reapply from scratch or jump through a number of hoops just to keep doing the right thing for their land that they already intended to do. And third, it expands the eligibility of what can be used here for both conventional as well as organic farms, because those are coming online across Iowa, and they deserve the same opportunities as our traditional farmers do. It gives producers the flexibility to choose a practice that fits their operation, because no two cornfields, soybean fields, strawberry patches in Iowa are going to be the same, and we want to make sure our farmers have the ability to execute effectively. No one knows better than an Iowa farmer how important the land is for their future.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with Iowa 3rd District Congressman, Republican Zach Nunn, and talk about specific numbers that ICE is going to receive from the reconciliation bill and how those increases are compared to what is currently allotted with deportation operations, building the border wall, and also building detention centers?
Well, so I think this is so important that we have been able to pass a historic piece of legislation that does, first and foremost, defends our national border, allows for energy independence, and passes both the largest tax cut for working Americans, 85% of Iowans who will be positively impacted by this, while still providing the largest cut to federal overspending since World War II. Four major accomplishments. Specifically to the first point here on what we've been able to deliver for border security, I want to highlight the fact that just with President Trump in office, we've been able to bring, you know, the number of illegals entering our country down from the millions to almost zero border crossings last month. That is a historic accomplishment in its own right. And what we've made a commitment to is a $165 billion boost to the Department of Homeland Security over the next decade, with $40 billion set to hit starting next year. And this is what it's going to do. It's $50 billion for the border wall, the surveillance, the tech that goes with it. It's also $45 billion for new detention centers, and that funding will hire 10,000 new immigration enforcement officers and 3,000 Border Patrol agents, plus provide bonuses and recruitment pipelines to make sure that we're able to get it done, because these men and women have been working around the clock to help safeguard our country. Now, at the same time, I've been working directly with both President Trump, our Ag Secretary, Brooke Rollins, who's been fantastic, and our Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, to fix some of the immigration processes that have failed the American people, including Iowa's producers, our farmers, for several decades here. I'm not talking about amnesty. We're talking about expanding legal worker programs like H-2A. The bottom line here is we're restoring law and order at the border while giving Iowans in the agriculture field, the key skill fields, the ability to have a legal workforce necessary to both plant, grow, and harvest right here in Iowa. And I would offer this. You can't fix immigration by ignoring farmers. That's why I'm making sure it's easier that their voice is at the table with our secretaries, with the president. And God bless, the president said as much when we invited him here to Iowa in front of an entire crowd. And I think this is the way to do it. No one wants illegal immigration to continue, but we do want a good pathway for legal migration to be able to help our economy right here in Iowa.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts on that. And then to end here, there was a recent ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court to allow for layoffs at the U.S. Department of Education, focusing on the future of the department rather than specifics about the process of the ruling. Can you kind of share what your stance is on this?
Yeah, I think the Supreme Court got this right. Look, every president, whether they're a Republican or Democrat, has the right to shape the executive branch and hold federal agencies accountable. I think in the last administration, there was too little of holding federal agencies accountable. I support efforts to streamline the federal government when it comes to education. The Department of Ed's budget has ballooned almost $300 billion while student outcomes continue to slide. And that points to a fundamentally inefficient program that needs to be addressed. Let's not just continue to throw money at it and hope it gets better, because it's not. Here's what I know. In Iowa, we've been able to get this right. We trust parents, we trust teachers, we trust our local school boards, not some bureaucrat in D.C. to shape education. Iowa's model focuses on outcomes, it focuses on flexibility, and it metrics it with student-driven progress, not arbitrary mandates coming out of the federal government. We have seen for years how federal dollars too often come with strings attached that stifle innovation instead of supporting it, harm local school districts, and really hamstring states that are trying to do this the right way. So my focus has been on making sure that education decisions stay close to the students, to the communities, to the families, and to the educators as much as possible. We know this works in Iowa. I'm also fighting to ensure that our rural programs, special education, and Title I funding, where federal support really matters, are protected and they're delivered without disruption. And that is a key point here, that those are the areas where the Department of Ed has to continue to deliver for those communities in need. And then I'll also say, when it comes to things like block grants to the states, I think that we are most effective when we apply those resources at the local level so that our educators, families, and communities can help support the students going through the education process.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing your stance on that and everything else that we've talked about. Again, we've been speaking here with Iowa's 3rd District Congressman, Republican Zach Nunn. And Zach, really appreciate you taking the time to go over all that. And thank you for giving me a call here today.
Xinghua, I always appreciate it. Best to you and Coltrane. And thanks for all the listeners out there in the Raccoon Valley. Look forward to talking with you again soon.
Absolutely. Again, our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.